بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, today is the Mubarak and blessed day of Jumu'ah. From the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that the day of Jumu'ah is Sayyidul Ayyam, the leader of the days of the week. And ulama explained this is a chance that the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gets every week to show our gratitude and our appreciation to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in two ways. One is, of course, that a person recites abundant durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And 2 weeks ago we heard a few virtues of durood sharif upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya sahab rahimahullah would say that in reality preparation for the day of Jumu'ah begins before Thursday night, from the afternoon. On a Thursday, a person already starts to engage in istighfar, asks Allah to cleanse and purify him. And then, Shamsul Khamisi idha taghib, fazid fi salati ala al-habib. That when the sun will set on a Thursday evening, and it is now Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, now a person begins to increase in his durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once, Sayyiduna Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu mentioned to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, that inni ukthiru salata alayk. O Nabi of Allah, it is my habit to send abundant durood upon you. And then he asks, فَكَمْ أَجْعَلُ لَكَ مِنْ صَلَاتِ, that what portion of my dua should I dedicate to durood sharif? In other words, he would make dua for himself, he would set aside some time, and each day he would make dua for his own needs. So how much of this time should I set aside for durood sharif? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to him that it is left up to you, whatever amount you wish to. So he then asks that what if I dedicate a quarter of my time in dua to durood sharif? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again says to him that it is left up to you. فَإِنْ زِدْتَ فَهُوَ لَكْ, and if you increase that time, then it will be beneficial to you. So he says, okay, what about half the time? Again he says to him, it is left up to you, and if you increase upon this, it will be better for you. He asks, فَالثُّلُثَيْن, two-thirds of my time. Again the same answer comes, that it is left up to you, if you increase, it will be beneficial to you. He then says, Ya Rasulullah, should I make my entire time of dua dedicated only to durood sharif? In other words, that time that I set aside to normally ask for my own needs, I will now just recite durood upon you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, إِذَن تُكْفَى هَمَّكْ وَيُغْفَرَ لَكَ ذَنْبُكْ. If you will do this, then all of your worries will be taken care of, and all of your sins will be forgiven. So there is great encouragement in this hadith that a person spends a great deal of time in durood sharif. Of course, it doesn't mean that a person cannot make dua for himself, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is emphasizing upon us the great rewards of durood sharif. So this is on one hand the first way to show our appreciation to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to recite durood in abundance. And then secondly, ulama explain to inculcate the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam within my life, particularly on the day of Jumu'ah. The hadith of Aus bin Aus al-Thaqafi radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions 6 things that a person will do on the day of Jumu'ah, and he will secure a very great reward. The first, man ghassala wa ghtasala, he takes a thorough bath, thorough ghusl, preferably as close to the time of Jumu'ah as possible. Secondly, he comes early to the masjid. Thirdly, he comes walking, not using a conveyance, as far as possible, if he lives within walking distance. If this is not possible, then to ulama say that my normal parking spot in the masjid, park a few bays away, or park in the furthest parking spot available, and take those extra steps to come into the masjid. Then he sits as close as possible to the front. And fifthly, wastama'a wa ansata, he remains silent and he listens attentively to the khatib. And finally, walam yalghu, he does not engage in any act of futility. In those days, the floor of the masjid, there would be pebbles and small stones. So a person would take it into his hands and turn it over. He does not do any act of this nature. He does not play with his beard or fiddle with his watch or do any act of futility that will not benefit him. Rather, his attention and focus is on the khatib. If he does these six things, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, for every step that he took to the masjid, Allah will give him the reward of 1 year's fasting and 1 year's tahajjud salah for each step that he takes. Muhaddithin would say that there is no authentic hadith with greater reward than this hadith. Just 6 simple actions. Today we don't have any preparation for lunch or to eat after Jumu'ah Salah. So the work that we normally would do before Jumu'ah, we can delay it to after the Jumu'ah Salah and use that extra time to come early to the masjid. Women folk at home would ask, how do we secure such a reward? Of course, they do not come to the masjid for Salatul Jumu'ah. At the very least, we can get our men folk onto this amal. Our husbands, our sons, our brothers, encourage them to do this. And we have plenty other sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Women folk also will not have any lunch to prepare today. So they can dedicate that time to Durood Sharif, Suratul Kahf. We have so many other sunnahs of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There is hope Allah will give them this great reward as well. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.